I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Hello, world, and welcome back to another episode of Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. Well, today was Inauguration Day when I'm recording this, and I wasn't able to watch it because I've been without power for the past, 24 hours. It's been a hoot. I am recording this, and then I'm going to go down to a friend's house and sit with a mask on while I edit all of this together because the power's been out. It's so windy here in the Southern California, and it's caused us to lose power. I listened to the inauguration on the radio like it was 1920, and I gotta say, it was a different experience. Really, really interesting. Today on the show, we have Scout Compton. You know her from Halloween, The Runaways, Nashville, a bunch of other stuff. She's been working her whole life, and I've known her for since I was like 12, so long time. And it was great to catch up with her. So here's my conversation with Scout Compton. Welcome to the show, Scout.
Hi.
It's been forever and a half since I've seen you, talk to you, all the above.
It literally has been forever and a half.
I was trying to figure it out, like when the last time I would have seen you was, and I feel like it has to have been like a decade ago.
Was it really a decade ago?
I just can't think of anything beyond that. Like, I just feel like it's been that long, which is bizarre to me.
Oh, that's crazy. I know. I feel like I run into people all the time. And then, like, when I talk to you, I'm like, oh, no, I just ran into you last week. And you're like, actually, no, we haven't seen each other for, like, 12 years.
Like, it's true. Well, because we all grew up together. I actually was recently going through a bunch of photos trying to digitize everything. Uh-huh. And I found photos from my 13th birthday of us.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. The outfits are amazing.
I think my mom dressed me back then.
I am sure my mom did. There was a lot of tube tops and double layers happening. I don't know.
Yeah. How have you been? How has adulthood been?
Adulthood has been quite the journey.
Mm-hmm. Same here, girl. Same here.
Constantly just trying to find new ways to be creative and not kill myself being in this industry. But, you know.
God, I think I have like a midlife crisis in this industry like every maybe 2 months.
Yeah, because you're just like, what am I doing? Yeah. What am I doing?
Yeah. Why am I here? And then you'll get like a hit and be like, oh, that's why. And then you'll be like, why am I here again? Oh, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Right. I like this. Cool.
I do like this a lot. Great.
Got it. It's so funny how that happens, especially because we grew up in this world. So we haven't really known anything other than this world.
See, that's what people don't understand. Like when they're like, well, you can just do something else. It's like, no, like I can't. Yeah. No. This was injected into my system at like a young age. And this is all I know. This is like my education, my schooling. This was it. It wasn't like college. It wasn't anything else. This is it.
It's literally all we know how to do.
To do, yeah. I know, and people look down, and they're like, really, that's it? I'm like, you tried doing it since you were like 7.
Exactly. You tried 12-hour days as a teenager. It's hard.
Seriously, it is hard. It really is. We have like massive bruises
from
this industry. It's crazy.
It is crazy. But I mean, you've been in this industry since you were what, like 6, 7?
You know, I've been trying to figure that out. I'm like, when did I actually like first? I think it was 7 or 8, I think.
Do you remember what like your first big role was? Like your first big set?
I think it was like, well, my, you know, how everybody starts, it's like doing the student films and stuff like that. And I did a student film that was called Thursday Afternoon. And that was like the first audition I ever went to. With like lines, and then I like booked it, and my mom was like, oh, maybe this is something you can do. But I think that was like the, I think it was about like a Lysol bottle that had like God living in it or something. The janitor thought God was living in this Lysol bottle or something. It was it was a lot of fun. I remember it. That's being amazing. A lot of fun. Yeah. That was my first real big role.
Wow. If I could get a copy of that.
Oh, I think it's on IMDb if you want to.
Oh my God, I'm going to look into this. And then how long till you joined Gilmore Girls? Because you were on there for a little bit of a stint, right?
Yeah, I was. I think Gilmore Girls came after I was doing Jay Leno. Yeah, I think Gilmore Girls was like when I, you know, I always look, I look really young. And I've always looked young for my age. And I think I was 12 and I was playing like a, oh, no, I think I was 11 and I was playing like a 9 or 10-year-old, I think. And I think I did that season for like four seasons, sporadically, whenever they needed some like little child to like throw a curveball.
When they needed a little person to start saying funny things again.
Yeah, they were like, can you make the characters annoyed? Thank you.
That's amazing. And then you kind of, after Gilmore Girls, it was kind of just a bunch of random things, right? Like sleepover, movies,
shows. You know, it's so strange because like you think about, you know, you get residuals and stuff like that from like years and years ago. And you're like, oh, yeah, I've done, like, every cop show under the sun. I've done every, like, a medical show on, like, everything, you know? So, yeah, it was just, like, a bunch of that. And then Sleepover was, like, the first big, I guess, movie that I booked when I was in my preteens.
Which was an incredible – it was just a – honestly, it was a great movie when we were that young. Yeah. It was so fun to watch. I remember that premiere. And looking back on those photos, and it's hysterical looking again at the outfits because we all just look like a total train wreck, and it's amazing.
Outfits. I know. I'm like, what kind of parent thought those outfits were good? I ask my mom that all the time. I'm like, how did you think that was it? Like that was the outfit. I'm like, these are on the internet forever.
It's true. But I remember that movie being so much fun to be at. I'm a couple of years younger than you, and I remember watching it and loving it. And it was you and Brie and just everybody. Alexa Vega, wasn't that right?
Yeah, Alexa. She was the lead. Yeah, there's so many cool Jane Lynch, Jeff Garland, Steve Carell. Like, that was like his first role. I mean, it's such a cool cast in it.
It is.
And I remember actually when before COVID, when we when like Davy Wayne's or, you know, like nightclubs were open, mm-hmm. I was in the line for a restroom and this woman kept staring at me. And you know, the only time like a girl like stare gives you like the daggers is because I was thinking back, I was like, oh no, did I like dance with her boyfriend or something? And I didn't know. Like, I was like, oh my God. Like, you don't like, I don't expect like women my age to be like, hey. And she like stopped me like as she was exiting. She was like, hey, I'm so sorry for staring. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, did something happen? And she was like, you were in sleepover, right?
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God. I was like, I thought I did something bad. Like, yes, I am. I'm so sorry. It was so funny. My heart was like pounding. I was like, this girl's going to kick my ass.
But no, it was just that she recognized you from a movie when you were like 14.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, great. I'm glad that I look like that still. Great. Puberty has not. Okay, cool.
Hey, that's a compliment, man. You're still getting recognized from that movie? That's a major compliment.
Yeah, I guess that's good. I guess that's good. It's going to be great when I'm like 70. I'm going to be like, ha, I look like I'm 40.
Oh my God, we'll that's amazing. And then, so you did Sleepover, you've done all these other things, and then Halloween hits, and it like changes everything. Rob Zombie, Laurie Strode. I mean, so cool. So cool.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was crazy. That was a trip, you know? Like, it was the, like, untitled Rob Zombie project at the time, and I remember the audition process was pretty gnarly. I mean, Rob doesn't like to see people in person, so it was casting, and you didn't hear anything for like 2 months, and then they're like, oh yeah, well, we're gonna do all these testing. And so then you finally meet this like crazy looking man, and it was like 3 or 4 different testing with, and they cast everybody first except for my role. And you know, it was like a long process, but when I got it, I remember like people that I haven't heard from in forever. I didn't even know I had it, and people were texting me, and they were like, oh my God, you're going to be Laurie Strode, blah, blah, blah. And I had no idea what that meant at the time. I was like, yeah, man, it's going to be a cool horror movie. I don't know what's happening.
You're like, I don't understand why you're so excited about this, but thank you.
Yeah, exactly. And then it hit the net, and I was like, oh, okay, all right. This is something very, very important and beyond me. So it was pretty cool.
That's cool. So had you watched the Halloween films before doing the movies or no?
You know, I think I'd seen them like against my will, excuse me, from like my uncles. And I know that one of my uncles had the mask and he would scare me from time to time. But I had no idea who Michael Myers was and that it was from, you know, Michael Myers Halloween franchise. And it was this big thing. You know, I was 17 at the time. Like,
yeah,
I think my favorite movies were like rom-coms and like stuff like that. Like, I just didn't really watch too many horror movies, which is surprising because I was raised up in a mortuary. So people always tend to be like, oh, that's why you do these movies because of your upbringing. It's like, no, it just kind of happened.
I had no idea.
Did you not? Yeah.
See, I did not know this.
See, I keep that a secret because then I wouldn't probably have too many friends.
On the contrary, I feel like you'd make more.
Yeah, now I would. Now people are like, oh my God, it's so cool. Tell me all the stories. But when I was younger, remember that wasn't the hot ticket.
That was not the thing to announce at parties.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'd be like, what's her, Christina Ricci from Casper.
Hey, that's cool.
I know, right?
I love that.
Yeah, she's pretty cool. I just watched that recently. I was like, wow, I just imagine what that audition process would have been like.
Oh God, you know? I can't even, especially being that young and like not really having CGI as available as it is now. Like, trying to figure out how you're going to talk to a ghost when it's not something that it's like normal at that
point.
You
know, I find it easier to talk to like an ex than to talk to like I don't know, like if you don't know an actor and if it's it's always like a different experience because you could like prepare the scene completely different, and then you're being put in a room and it'd be like, oh, that person is delivering this completely not okay. All right, we're gonna do this. Let's go.
That's true. You can totally control the narrative then. You can just do whatever you want.
Exactly. Oh, and I'm a team player. I'm definitely a team player, so I'm not gonna be like, actually, no.
Can you say it this way for me? Because I can't do this.
You know, I actually had that happen recently on set.
No.
Yeah, it was. And I've worked with some cool people, and this actress literally tried to control what myself and another actress were doing.
And oh my God.
She, so much so that she was complaining to the director, and she was like, well, I can only give you as much as they're giving me. And I was like, I was like, girl, I have never been insulted before on a set, but that really is insulting. And so we had to like go, it was like a kidnapping scene, and we were already like, we've got guns in our hands. Like we are big, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So to go any bigger was just, it didn't make any sense, but we had to do it for her. We had to go big, like gun in mouth, like really weird stuff. And I'm like, this isn't going to add up because I'm not going to do this stuff on my close-up.
Oh my God.
I'm not going to call you all these terrible, terrible names and stick a gun in your mouth. I already have a gun pointed at you. I don't need to do any of this.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty, like, through my 20-something years, I've never experienced anything like that. And I was like, well, that's a first.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals.
Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But it sounds like you handled it well. I don't know that I could handle that yeah. well on set. I would have probably freaked out and been like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely did handle it. And then I had to like kind of get myself off set or else I would have just been fuming. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to walk away from this situation and let it go because this really did like it, you know, it pisses you off inside. It's like, I could never do that to another actor.
It's just so insulting. Like, dude, so these are my choices for my character. Let me do them.
So insulting. I know I'm sure you've been on set where other actors are like, oh yeah, he means this. You should do it. Like, it's like, girl or man, like, stop
let
it.
Me, just please stop. Just let me do my job.
Just let me do my job. Unless we're working together. Yeah, exactly.
So you do Halloween and those are huge successes. And then you do The Runaways and you're on Nashville and you've done so many interesting things throughout your career. I mean, you've been working for, like you said, over 20 years, which is amazing.
Thank you.
What is your favorite set that you've been on? Do you have one?
Oh, you know, there's so I find like every set is like my favorite set for different, you know, memories that I've had. But I feel like, I mean, Halloween, obviously, that was just like a crazy change from, you know, a child to adulthood. You know, I literally turned 18 on the set.
Wow.
And then I think, you know, I did this movie called Love Ranch with Helen Mirren and Joe Pesci. And
oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And that audition process was crazy enough. But the set was just, I mean, that was like my first like adult film, I would say, with like adult content. But I was still kind of pretty young. You know, I was in my, I think I was 19 or 20. So that was definitely like a learning curve. And to be with like someone as amazing as Helen Mirren and to like learn under her. And
just it was amazing.
Yeah, it was incredible and an experience that I'll hold close to my heart forever.
Yeah, I mean, Helen Mirren is like the queen, literally.
Literally the queen. I think she taught me so much about especially like confidence and being comfortable, like not even as an actor, just being comfortable in your own skin. And that woman is so comfortable in her own skin. And it just it sticks with me forever, and it's something that I definitely have included in my life as a woman growing up. You know, it's things like that you are on like these jobs, this occupation that you're doing, but you're able to learn like life lessons as well is pretty huge.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like being in the arts, you're able to have that experience more than somebody who's, you know, an accountant. You don't really learn much about life doing jobs like that, but I'm sure there are other lessons that come from it. But with us, like you said, you're on set with these people who are just incredible and are teaching you all these things that are for set, but also not for set. And you get to take home and have that like live in you. And it's so, so interesting and so special.
Yeah, exactly. No, it is. It really is such a great feeling.
I love that. Helen Mirren, man. She's so cool.
She's so cool. She is pretty rad. I can't say like so many good things about her for
Would
sure.
Would you say that's your favorite person you've worked with?
You know, man, that's a tough one. I mean, from Helen to like even Rob Zombie, like he's just a cool dude. I worked with, I mean, Ellen Page, like I loved working with her. I was so nervous working with her because we share the same birthday, but I was a little bit younger. But I just remember being such a big fan of Hard Candy. I was like, oh, I really, really, really like your stuff. You know, and then Kristen Stewart, The Runaways, and to go to Fanning, I've known her forever. I know who was a really cool person to watch was Michael Shannon.
Oh man, I love his acting.
Yeah, he's a cool cat to watch. He's a little like to himself on set, but he's a great guy to watch perform.
I can definitely see that. I can see him being the one sitting in the corner like just marinating in his own world.
Yeah.
And then just bringing it.
Zenning out, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Michael Shannon.
It's so interesting. Like everybody's thing is different, you know? Mm. And I teach young actors and they always ask me, they're like, well, what's the right thing to do? And I'm like, you know, honestly, like I'm not here to tell you like what works for me. We have to figure out what works for you. And mm-hmm. there's different methods, different things for everybody.
It's totally.
What's finding that like fits your soul and your body to help you get to where you need to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's true. I've always been a music person. Mm-hmm. Like it's a weird little thing. It's like if I have to cry or do something very dramatic, there's like certain songs that set me off.
Oh, wow.
And I listen to that and then boom, I'm there.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
But it's different for everyone. Like you said, it's you got to find what exactly sets your brain off in those different ways.
Yeah, exactly. I know I tried the music thing. I tried the music thing for nerves is what I tried for like the audition, you know, nerves. And I think it made me like forget my lines. I was like, I'm trying to focus on this song, but I try to remember my lines. It's like paragraph of the whole page. It was a little much for me, but I love that. That works for you. That's great.
I remember people used to sit in audition rooms and everybody would have their headphones on so that you didn't hear the other person inside.
Yes. Yeah,
that was a big thing too.
Oh my
especially
god!
Especially growing up, I feel like every teenager had headphones in with their CD-ROM player.
Yep, those thin walls, those thin audition walls.
Yeah.
I feel like they did that on purpose.
Me too. I think it was just to get into our heads a little bit. Maybe not, but
oh god,
felt like it.
The things that casting directors do, I swear to God.
Speaking of audition rooms, yes. Do you have any fun audition stories you want to share?
You know, I remember this one, and I remember I went in for this TV show, and the doors were open to the casting office, and they were watching auditions from all over the world for the same role, and you would hear, I think they watched like 10 girls like auditions while we were sitting in the waiting area. And you would sometimes hear like just the name and then they would go next
or
they would play for a little bit and then they would make rude comments or something or like say like, oh, like this girl, like, I don't know, like her hair doesn't really look like, could it match, you know, like
oh my
stupid,
God.
stupid shit. And I finally like looked at all the girls and nobody was saying anything. You know, it's always weird in audition rooms anyway.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? No, not going to do this. I went to the room and I was like, hey, just so you know, we can all hear this. Can I close this door?
Dang.
And they looked at me and they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah, you can close the door. It's like, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so messed up.
Good for you. First off. You stood up for yourself and every other actor in there, which was amazing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's like I know, like we, I don't know, like some actors like get in their head that like, I don't know how to get actors and actresses, especially like new actors and actresses that have like just started. Like mm-hmm. we're all talented. You know what I'm saying? They need us. You know,
right.
It's not the other way around. So if you can get that into your head, you'll go into these rooms lighter,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just to like have fun with it. Like there's so many reasons as to why you didn't get it, and nothing has to do with your talent at all.
Right.
Like
yeah, no, a lot of it actually has to do with the look and mm-hmm. the hair and your mm-hmm. eye color and things you just cannot control.
Exactly. Exactly. I remember I was in one of those networks and you know, there it's always like you can hear like a needle drop. It's always so silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this executive came out and he was like, "Hey, it's like don't look so serious. Like they need you. You're here for a reason." Like just relax, you know? And that wow. stuck with me. And I was like, oh man, this guy's so right. Like, like we should,
yes, man.
Yeah, we should literally just bring wine to these things and be like, hey, what's up? How are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What do you like to do?
I love that. It's true though, because they do need us. They have to cast it. Yes. They need somebody.
Yes, 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 and yes.
That's amazing. I can't believe they had the door open like that for you to hear everything. But I feel like that's just so like disrespectful.
Yeah, but I feel
to
like
everyone there.
I feel like that's all the time with casting offices. I really do. I feel like it's maybe it's like a test, or maybe it's just like I don't know. It's like a casting syndrome that they do. I'm like, what is happening, man?
What is going on? I do not understand.
Yeah. It's
so funny. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Where can people find you on social media?
I have an Instagram that my thing is Under the Sea Scout. And then I also have a Twitter that's Pouty Scouty. That's
adorable.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's pretty much it.
Well, that's pretty much all you need these days, right?
Yeah, right. There's like TikTok. There's all that stuff too. I'm like, oh, licky it.
I've tried TikTok, but I just feel like I'm too old. I ended up doing baking things, and it's just not working out for me.
Oh my god, that's amazing! I love that. I would watch that. When I did have TikTok, I saved so many recipes from that. So
it's good for that. There's a lot of good recipes on there.
Oh, I do love it. I do love my recipes.
What's next for you? Do you have anything on the books?
Yeah, you know, I have a few films coming out. I'm about to fly out to go do this John Malkovich movie, but you know, it's so interesting. There's just tons of stuff. But if you just log on to my Instagram, I try to keep everything up to date there.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you again for coming on. And it was so nice to talk to you after all this time.
Yeah, so nice to talk to you too. I'm glad that everything's well.
Me too. Go kick ass with John Malkovich. That'll be dope.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks again to Scout for coming on the show. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening to it right now. Follow us on social media. Those links are in the show notes. Tell your friends, tell your family, and tune in next week. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Here's a quick question for you. How did you sleep last night? If your battle for a good night's sleep feels relentless, I have the answer. It's a podcast called Sleepwave, with meditations and hypnosis created to help you fall asleep. My relaxation techniques will help you feel calm and ready for sleep, with soft music that will help you fall asleep in minutes. Most listeners never hear the end of an episode, so search Sleepwave on your favorite podcast app and find out why over a million people have fallen asleep to my voice.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.